This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. The man who was the Chief Justice of Egypt's Supreme Constitutional Court is now Egypt's interim president. He was sworn in today only hours after the Egyptian military suspended the country's constitution and removed Mohamed Morsi. Morsi has been arrested along with several high-ranking members of his party, the Muslim Brotherhood. Kimberly Adams is a reporter based in Egypt. She joins us on the line now from a coffee shop in Cairo. Hi there, Kimberly.
Hi, David.
Yesterday we saw these images of celebrations and protests. There were fireworks and lasers illuminating Tahrir Square, some big crowds there as well. What's been happening there today?
Actually, today those crowds have pretty much thinned out, and most of the protests, at least those that were against President Morsi and calling for Morsi to be kicked out of office, as he eventually was, have pretty much gone home. But what has remained are some of the protests in support of President Mohamed Morsi, and those groups are still gathering and still calling for the reinstatement of the president and that this, what they are calling a military coup, is illegitimate. Meanwhile, the military has actually been going around and detaining several supporters of Morsi and members of his organization, the Muslim Brotherhood.
That word, a coup, is a word the Muslim Brotherhood has used, but many other groups sort of conspicuously haven't been using, including, I should say, officials in the U.S. government. Why is that?
That term has a lot of implications for Egypt in terms of money, is what it comes down to, especially when you're talking about the United States, because the United States gives about $1.5 billion in military aid to Egypt every year, and one of the conditions of that aid is that you cannot have a military coup. And if there's a military coup, that aid is definitely on the line. And so the military leadership here, as well as the opposition groups supporting this transitional government, are being very emphatic that this is not a coup.
There were plenty of reasons why Mohamed Morsi's opponents wanted him out of office. How many of those reasons, Kimberly, were economic reasons?
A lot of them. I mean, if you're talking about the political opponents, they probably wanted him out of the office more for political reasons. But if you're talking about the people who were actually down in the streets demonstrating, a lot of them were listing economic reasons. Rising unemployment, rising food prices, gas shortages and fuel shortages in terms of like cooking fuel and diesel fuel and other things like that, as well as power outages and a general lack of knowledge of what's coming next for the country. Additionally, there's been a real problem with the security situation here.
You're there at a coffee shop in Cairo, and I just wonder the extent to which everyday life continues for folks there in Cairo. I mean, I hope this isn't a stupid question, but are people out shopping? Are people going to the banks?
Yes, I mean, today is definitely in stark contrast to the same street the day before yesterday when there were hardly any businesses open. People were not out and about. They were hunkering down, getting ready for these protests. Whereas today, you definitely see people out socializing, going to the bank, going to the grocery store. Here at this coffee shop, guys are playing backgammon and smoking shisha while they're watching soap operas on TV. I see families out here as well, and it's a very laid-back atmosphere, and it's almost like any other day.
Egypt now has an interim president. I wonder just, you know, what sense do you have of what might be next?
It's really hard to predict what's coming next because it's hard to predict what this interim government is going to do. They've got a lot of issues to deal with, especially when it comes to Egypt's economy. They have to deal with a rising budget deficit, falling currency reserves. There's this ongoing negotiation with the IMF over a $4.8 billion loan that the previous government was not able to seal the deal on. And people are getting impatient. And, you know, there's this sense that people may give it some time, but it's not clear how much.
Kimberly Adams, a reporter based in Egypt, she joined us from Cairo. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thanks for having me.